Okay. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Hagun Erev Shabbos. We mentioned some of the svarim that are on tap. Be'ez Hashem and Lag Ba'Omer and Chinuch Habanim. The next one after that is the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua of the Chafetz Chaim, translating, elucidating. That's why this past Wednesday night we spoke about the 13 junctures in Tefillah that a person could focus to be Mitzapa Yeshua. Do you remember what they are? The tefillah by the Karban Tamid, the tefillah by Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Whenever you say Kaddish, the Halalukas, Ar Chadash Al Tzion Ta'ir, V'Avienu L'Sholem Me'arba Kanfois Ha'aretz, Goyel Yisrael, Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, Boinei Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, HaMachazir Shchinasoi L'Tzion, and then Alkein Nekavalecha Hashem Elokeinu L'Oreis Mehira. Those were the 13. But the truth is, those are 13 in davening. But what about, there are many, many other times a day, and I wasn't sure how to break this up. Last night I came up with another 9, but today I'm going to break it up a little differently. I want to point out something very interesting. You know when is like a super concentrated time of when we're Mitzapa Yeshua? When we eat. Did you notice that? When you eat. Now, let's talk about that. First thing you do is you wash Netilas Yadayim. Anybody have any idea why you wash Netilas Yadayim? Said, yeah, because I just changed my transmission. No, you didn't. You gave it in to your mechanic. You didn't get your hands dirty even. Your hands stayed clean the whole time. So why do we wash Netilas Yadayim? Well, let's start with Kohanim. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, Kohanim had to wash their hands for Truma. Once Kohanim had to wash their hands for Truma, so they were Goyzer that Kohanim have to wash their hands for everything. Once they were Goyzer, Kohanim have to wash their hands for everything. They were Goyzer that everyone has to wash their hands for everything. But that's only when the Beis HaMikdash stood. But nowadays it's not relevant. No. We wash our hands today because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built immediately, and then Kohanim are going to have to wash their hands when they eat Truma. So the whole takana of Netilas Yadayim is why? The whole takana is a way of awaiting and hoping for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Then, before you bench, there's a minhag to be Misabel Yushalayim, either to say on Shabbos, Shir HaMa'aleis B'Shiv Hashem, Eshiva Tzion Hayinu Kachomim, or Al Na'aros Babel. Why are you all of a sudden being Misabel and Yushalayim? Just ate pizza. Why are you being Misabel Yushalayim? Maybe in America, you're Misabel that the pizza is not good, not as good as it is in Yushalayim. No, but really, I mean, and that's true. That's my opinion. But why are you Misabel on Yushalayim? Why are you yearning for the building of the Beis HaMikdash before Berachas HaMazon? And then number three, you say in Rachem, the whole bracha of Rachem, Rachem na Hashem Lakenu, Al Yisrael Amecha, Va'al Yushalayim Miracha, Vi'al Tzion Mishkan Kvadecha, Vi'al Malchus Beis Dav Mishichecha. Who wrote those words? David HaMelech. Vi'al Habayis HaGadol HaKadosh Shenikra Shimchalav. Who wrote those words? Shloimeh Amech. The Gemara says in Brachas Amem Ches. Amud Beis. So we have a whole bracha. Why are we awaiting and yearning for the rebuilding of Yushalayim in Brachas Hamazayim? But we're not done. What about in, then we say, Uvenei Yushalayim, Ir HaKadosh, we explicitly request for the rebuilding of Yushalayim. Then what else? Don't we say Harachamans? Don't we say, Harachaman, who yishlach lanu es Eliyahu HaNavi zachor la'toiv, vivaser lanu besoros toivos yishois v'nechamais. You know, we didn't ask for Eliyahu to come the whole Shachris, the whole Mincha, the whole Maariv, the whole first Seder. All of a sudden you ate a salami sandwich and you want Eliyahu HaNavi to come. What about Harachaman, who yolichenu, Harachaman, who yishbar uleinu me'al tzarin, v'hu yolichenu kamemiyos li'artzenu. Why are we asking for that in Brachas HaMazon? What about Harachamon hu yizakenu limois hamashiach ulachaye ha'olam haba? Isn't it interesting that the Brachas HaMazon and the whole process of Achila from the Tilos Yadayim to the Al Naros Bavel to the Rachim Na, Harachamon hu yolichenu, Harachamon hu yishlach lanu, Harachamon hu yizakenu. And by the way, make sure you don't have a knife on your table when you bench, because you might take it and stab yourself. I don't understand. Is there a halacha you not have a knife when you put on tefillin? Is there a halacha? Don't have a knife on the table when you put on tefillin, because you might take it and plunge it into your heart. Don't have a knife on the table in your sukkah. No, it's only after you eat pizza you can't have a knife on your table. It's almost like somehow when it comes to achila, achila is supposed to engender more of a tzipia liyeshua. By the way, also you'll say, well, maybe that's only bread, you know, because bread has a lot of carbs in it, so you know it makes us. It's when you make an alamichya also. Alamichya, al mizbechecha, b'yalhei chalecha, v'menei Yerushalayim, ir hakodesh, v'mehera v'yameinu, v'haleinu l'soicha, v'samchenu b'vinyana. So alamichya is also a great yearning for Yerushalayim. I was really wondering about this, and I was searching and searching and searching. Maybe somebody has a good interpretation. Why has eating become such a important juncture to be mitzapel Yeshua and be mitzapel in Yerushalayim? And I saw a line in the Shlah this morning that maybe will give us some insight. You know, Klal Yisrael made a pledge: Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yamini. If I forget Yerushalayim, I should forget my right hand. Tidbak lishoini lechiki. My tongue should cling to my palate. What is the function of a palate? When I think of a palate, I think of a big shipment of svarim. But also palate is the part of the mouth that tastes food. That means the Jewish people are pledging, Tidbak lishoini lechiki. My tongue should cling to my palate. And therefore, what we're saying is that whenever we're about to use our palate and to eat, we're pledging to remember Yerushalayim. And instead, the Shlah says, "Ulashoni teged tzidkecha," that we're going to use our tongue to speak righteousness. And that is a remez to Berachas Hamazon, where we mention Yerushalayim. By the way, you know, it's interesting because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we add even more references to Yerushalayim. On Shabbos, Ritzei v'hachitzen Hashem l'Yom Tov. No, you only have to wash before bread. You don't have to wash before other things, unless it's a fruit that is wet. Also in Yalav Yavai, it's also a mention of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim v'zichron malchus beis David. Anyway, it seems like that when it comes to eating, we have a specific responsibility to be misabel and to remember Yerushalayim because we took a pledge. Tidbak l'shoini l'chiki, that instead of eating, our tongue should cling to our palate if we don't remember Yerushalayim. So once we're involved in achila, that puts upon us an extra special onus of remembering Yerushalayim. In any event, I wish everybody a beautiful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha. B'chol tov. All the best, everyone. Kol tov.
Amen. Thank
Shabbos
you, Ron.
k'Shabbos.
Tudor.